Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Ches. We are holding on Daf Zayin based on the last few words of the page. The Amar Rav Gidel Amar Rav. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children and the Ili Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha, the Shalom, the Shem Shem and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Avishai Newman, the Ili Nishmas' uncle, Meir Ben Mendel, who was just Nifter last week, the Shem Shem and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Misha Feldman for a full and speedy Rufu Shlema for Golda Shavcha Devora Bas Naomi Dina, Shishav Rufu Shlema Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. It's also sponsored by Zchus Rufu Shlema for a little baby, Yakira Emuna Bas Dina Bracha, the baby of a Talmud of mine who needs a Rufu Shlema, and especially now, it's a very critical time for her, so Shishav Rufu Shlema Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. So we are holding on Dav Zayin and Bezen. First thing we're going to do is we're going to have three more statements of Rav Gidel Amar Rav. We had one statement about Rav Gidel Marav, about a Talmud Chacham is a Menada La'atzmo Mefer La'atzmo. So we're going to have three more statements of Rav Gidel Marav, and they're going to relate to Nidre Mitzvah and Nedarim for Talmud Torah. And when do we assume that a Nedar cannot be Chalam a Mitzvah at all because you're ready Mushva V'omid Me'har Sinai? Then the Gemara is going to discuss Nidui and Nedar in a Chalom. If a person is put in a Nidui in a dream, is that something that he should pay any attention to, or do you assume that, nah, it's just a dream? So what are the details and the rules about that? Then the Gemara is going to tell the story about a neder that was taken by Ravina's wife, and Ravina tried to absolve her of that neder. We're going to have three limudim about nidui from that maisa with Ravina. And then the Gemara is going to tell us at the very end of the daf about the value of being careful not to be motzi shem shemayim levatala, that since we've previously mentioned the idea of being motzi shem shemayim levatala, we're going to talk a little bit about the value of being super careful not to be motzi shem shemayim levatala. So let's begin the last few words of the page. Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Rav Gidel Amar Rav. Rav Gidel Amar Rav also taught us a second thing that he taught us is minayin shem shvan lekayim es hamitzvah. How do I know that a person takes a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah? He takes a shvua. The Rishonim explain that the Ram explains that he takes a shvua, for example, that he's going to eat matzah on Lel Pesach, that he's going to sit in sukkah, that he's going to take a lulav. So how do I know that there's such a thing that you take a shavua on something like that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Nishbati va'akayma lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha, that I'm going to take a shavua and I'm going to fulfill, to observe your mitzvahs. So the Gemara understands, or Rav Gidel is telling us, that the shavua is chal, that just like if you nishbal dvar harashus, if you violate it b'mezid, you get malkus for bal yachel, and b'shogeg you bring a carbon shavua, so too when you take a shavua to do a mitzvah, that shavua is chal. So frak the Gemara, what are you talking about? That's not a shavua that should be chal. We already have a shavua in place to be mekayim mitzvos already from Har Sinai. The Gemara darshins in Masech HaShavua Stav Chav Zayin from a pasuk that talks about a carbon shavua. The pasuk says, O nefesh ki si shava levate b'sfasayim lahara o lehetiv. So it tells me that a shavua is supposed to be lahara o lehetiv, which means that it's dafka for a dvar reshus, that you're going to do something positive, something negative, you're going to eat, you're not going to eat, you're going to sleep, you're not going to eat, sleep. Those kinds of things, you're chayav karban shavua. But a mitzvah that you have to do anyway, because it's already mushra vomin mar Sinai, the shavua that you take right now is not going to be mechayiv you karban shavua. So how could Rav Gidel equate shavua to be mechayim a mitzvah to a regular shavua on a dvar harashus? Tosos asks, why is the Gemara asking Rav Gidel? Rav Gidel didn't say it on his own. He had Shenemar. He had a pasuk in Tehillim. Nishbati v'kayma lishmar mishpatei tzidkecha. The Gemara's kasha should be on the pasuk. It shouldn't be on Rav Gidel. So Tosu suggests that the pasuk you could explain otherwise. That David was nishba on a mitzvah that it's possible to be to exempt yourself from. I mean, not every mitzvah is something that a person must do. That when he wakes up that morning, he knows that it's something that he has to do. There are certain mitzvahs that one could exempt themselves from, but you can't explain Rav Gidel to be talking about a mitzvah that you kapata yourself from. Rambam, because then he wouldn't be saying any chiddush, and plus it would be the same as the next statement of Rav Gidol, because the next statement of Rav Gidol is about a person saying that he's going to learn a particular topic or a particular amount of time, which is something that is a great mitzvah to do, but it's not something that one is necessarily obligated to do at that moment. So that's why the Gemara doesn't answer that we're talking about a kind of mitzvah that a person isn't necessarily obligated to do at that moment. Now this idea of Mushpa Vomin Me'er Sinai is highlighted in the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Naso. The Medrash Rabbah tells us, how do I know that at Har Sinai we took a Shavuas Ha'Allah? Because the Pasuk says, Eila Divrei Abris, Milvad Abris Asher Karas Itam B'Chorev. So we make a hekesh between Bris Chorev and Bris Eretz Moav. So just like over there it's with an Allah, so over here also it's with an Allah. What's the Bris of Chorev? Pasuk says, the Medrash quotes, Vim lo sishmu li velo sasu es kol ha-mitzvos ha-eila. And the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Tes, tells us that not only those that were only Bahar Sinai are included in the Shavua that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashpia Klal Yisrael, even future generations and Geirim that are Asidim L'Skayer are all included. Vesa Sharei Nenu Po Imanu Ayom. Everybody's included in the Shavua at Har Sinai. So Mushpa Vomid Bahar Sinai, the Gemara can't just answer, oh, it's for Geirim that were not Mushpa Bahar Sinai, or it's for people who are living in our generation that were not Mushpa Bahar Sinai. Everybody was Mushpa Bahar Sinai. So that's why the Gemara is bothered. How could Rav Gidol Amarav tell me that if a person takes a Shavua to be Mekayim as a mitzvah, it's binding like a regular Shavua, and it has all the dinim of regular Shavua with the dinim carbon and everything else? What do you mean? It's Mushpa Vomid Me'er Sinai. So answers the Gemara, he does not mean to say, Rav Gidol Amarav does not mean to say that a Shavua to be Mekayim a mitzvah is just like a Shavua for a Dvar Rishus. Elohaka Mashmah, what he's telling me is, that it's permissible for a person when he sees that his Yetzer Hara is getting the best of him to be mezaris himself, to strengthen himself, to fulfill the mitzvos by taking a Shavua. That even people who generally are very careful not to take a Shavua, we see that by David HaMelech, from David HaMelech, that Nishpati Vakaima Lishvor Mishpatei Tzidkecha, that if a person realizes that he's having a Yetzer Hara, that he could take a Lashon of a Shavua. So the kasha that all the Rishonim, that the Achronim rather, at least ask, the Rashash and the Ketzos, they all ask, well, wait a second, if we just said that Mushpa Vomin Me'er Sinai means that your Shavua to do a mitzvah is meaningless, there's no teeth to it, it doesn't have any of the dinim of a Shavua, in what way is that mezariz you to do the mitzvah? You're anyway not doing anything that's at all binding. So there is a shita of the Ran over here in Dibra Maschil, the Halo, where the Ran writes that a Shavua to be Mekayim a mitzvah is chal as far as the malchus for lo yachal devaro. It's just not chal as far as the korban is concerned. Okay, so according to the Ran, there is something that's chal. So Shavua to be Mekayim a mitzvah actually is chal in a certain sense. Great. But what if you don't hold like that Ran? What if you hold like all of the other Rishonim, that a Shavua to be Mekayim a mitzvah does nothing for you? So from the Lashon of the Ramban in the Melchamos, in Masech Shavuos, he writes, Zariz v'niskar havi deka'achol shem shamayim alei demilsa lizruze banafsha, that he mentioned shem shamayim in order to be mezaris himself. So it sounds like the zeros is just the fact that by hearing Shem Shemayim, by saying Shem Shemayim, by hearing the Shem Shemayim come out of his mouth, that strengthens him, that gives him some kochos. Meaning, we know in halacha that when you hear Shem Shemayim, it demands a response, right? Whether you hear, we hear Shem Shemayim in Vatala, or whether you hear it in the proper context. You either say Baruch Baruch Shema, you say Amen, or it demands some negative response when you hear it in the Vatala. So when a person hears Shem Shemayim, it moves a person. So the Ramban is telling us that just the fact that he said Shem Shemayim, even though it has no halachic consequence as far as the Shavua is concerned, that alone is going to be mezaris. Is going to be mezaris the person. Tosrid writes that even though the Shavua is not chal, there's a zeros, because if he violates the Shavua, it will turn out that the Shem Shemayim is levatala. Meaning, even though the Shavua doesn't do anything, but it's not called Shem Shemayim levatala when he takes that Shavua. But if he violates that Shavua, then it will turn out to be Shem Shemayim levatala. So it's a medina Shavua doesn't do anything, but Midini Shem Shemayim Levatala does something. And that will, and because a person is so careful not to be Midini Shem Shemayim Levatala, as we're going to see at the very end of the daf, where the Gemara is going to talk about the great value of being super careful not to be Midini Shem Shemayim Levatala, that's going to encourage a person to want to fulfill this mitzvah. So that's how he's Mizaris himself. So that is statement number one of Rav Gita Lamarav. So essentially what Rav Gita Lamarav is telling us is not that a person's Shavua to be Mekayim a mitzvah is binding in terms of Dine Shavua, he's already Mushva V'yomed. No, but when a person realizes that his Yetzer Hara is getting the best of him, that's an opportune time to take a Shavua that he's going to be Mekayim a mitzvah as a way of encouraging himself, as a way of being Mechazik himself. Now another statement of Rav Gidol Amarav, a third statement of Rav Gidol Amarav. Again, the first statement was in yesterday's daf about Tamil Chacham that's Menad La'atzmo. Second statement was about taking a Shavua to be Mekayim mitzvah. Third statement, Vam Rav Gidol Amarav, Ha'omer Ashkim Ve'eshne Perek Zeh, Eshne Mesechta Zu. A person who says, I'm going to a Shavua, that's the Pashtus, that in the Ran writes in Dibra Maslava Lo, that Ha'omer means with a Lashon of a Shavua, and Tosfos writes that way as well. Not all the Rishonim write that way. There's another Pshat in Tosfos where he says, Tosfos has three different Perushim. One of the Perushim in Tosfos says that he's Nishba, but he doesn't mention a Lashon Shavua B'mefurash. And others say that it's talking about a neder to be shown a perikza. But let's say a lashon of shavua that he says ashkim ve'eshna perikza. I'm going to wake up and early, and I'm going tomorrow, and I'm going to learn this perik. So this perik pashtus means you identify an area of limud, a perik of mishnayis. There are some achronim that say no, perik means a perik of time. It means a block of time that I'm going to learn from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. something like that. Eshna Masechta Zu, I'm going to learn, and that's identifying a particular limur. I'm going to learn this Masechta. Neder Godol Nodar Lelokei Yisrael. That is a great Shavua that the person has taken, and he has to wake up early and he has to learn that parak or that Masechta. That which it says Neder over here, that's why that fits with the with one of the Pshatim. It's also said it's that the guy is taking a Neder, but the other two Pshatim that he's taking an actual Shavua, it means Shavua, because there's no Neder Bekum Va'asei. A neder is always a neder not to. Over here it's become vasei. So a lot of times you find that there's a that those words are interchangeable. That which is really a shavua is referred to as a neder. We're going to see in Mishnayos like that even. So now the Gemara understands that Rav Gidol, when he says neder gadol nadar, he means that the shavua is chal even as far as being chayv to bring a korban. That if you don't follow through on that, it's a violation of lo yachol dvaro, and therefore you're going to have to bring a korban for failure to follow through on that shavua. So fracting maravalu mushpav yomid. What are you talking about? To learn Torah? That's something that's mushpav v'yomid. That's something that's already at Har Sinai. Vein shavua chalal shavua. And one Shavua cannot be Chal on an already existing Shavua. Where is it Mushpa Vomid in Har Sinai that he's got to learn the Perek Zeh, Masech Tazu? So the Rosh identifies a Pasuk of Yigisa Bo Yomam V'layla, that's Mushpa Vomid in Har Sinai. Funny Pasuk to identify, because Mushpa Vomid in Har Sinai, that's a Pasuk in Yahushua, Yigisa Bo Yomam V'layla. And Mefarish says, no, Vishinantam, Vishinantam Levanecha. Vishinantam means that you have to learn Torah and teach the Torah. So that's the pasuk. Okay, so the Gemara brings another possibility. Maika Mashmalan, what are we trying to tell me? Ta'afilu Zeruze Bialma. Meaning, what are you going to try to tell me? If we have a Kashi, he can't possibly, Rav Gidol Amarav can't possibly mean that you're taking a Shavua to learn Torah, that's binding as a Shavua, because that's not binding as a Shavua. You already have a Shavua in place on that from our Sinai. So, you're going to tell me the similar to what you already told me, that the purpose of the Shavua is just to be mezariz yourself, and that's a good thing to do, that if you realize you're having trouble keeping to your sedarim, you're having trouble keeping up with daf yomi, so you take a Shavua that you're going to do the daf yomi, and that will encourage you to do that. Well, hand it to Rav Gidol Kamaisa. That's what Rav Gidol said in the previous statement. The whole chiddush of the previous statement of Rav Gidol was that if you see that Yetzer Hara is getting the best of you, that you're allowed to be mezariz yourself. So probably you could do that with Talmud Torah as well. Why would I distinguish Talmud Torah from anything else in that regard? So that's why the Gemara goes back. No. How come Ashmal Rav Gidol is telling me the following? That the Shvuah is Chal. It's Chal. With all the dinim of a Shvuah, you're going to be Chayv a Korban and all of that. Because Kibin Tibay, Pater Nafshei, Bekriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, since if a person wants, he can fulfill his core chiyuv of Talmud Torah just by reading Kriya Shema Shel Shachris V'Arvis, because the Shinantam of Venech V'Dibartabam V'Shach Chav Kumecha, and a little bit in the evening, a little bit in the morning, Mishum Hachi. That's why the mitzvah of Limud Torah, there is no mitzvah of Limud Torah B'Yomu B'Layla based on what you're capable of to do everything that you can do. At least that's not Mefurish in the Torah. It's Darshan from a Pasuk. V'Shinantam that Tivri Torah should be Mechudadim V'Ficha, the Gemara Kiddushin Darshans. So yeah, we know that the mitzvah of Limud Torah demands that we learn a lot, and that we learn as much as we possibly can, and that we become Talmid Chacham, and that we have a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, that we have to try to know the Torah. But it doesn't say that Beferish in the Pasuk. All it says Beferish in the Pasuk is that you have to learn a little bit in the morning and night. So Chayil Shavua Alei. That's why the Shavua is going to be Chal Legamri, because anyone who takes a Shavua to be Mekayim a mitzvah, even a mitzvah d'oraisa, if it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's mefurish b'kra, then the shavua could be chal, even insofar as being mechayiv the person a karban. That's how the Ran understands this line of the Gemara, which is a big chiddush, because you would think mushba v'omim bar Sinai applies to everything that's a mitzvah min haTorah. Well, what difference does it make whether it's mefurish b'kra or not mefurish b'kra? So this has to go on the list of distinctions between that which is mefurish b'kra and that which is not mefurish b'kra. We've pointed out many times that we often like to think of things is either mitzvah d'oraisa or mitzvah d'rabbanan, and those are the only two levels of mitzvahs. But that's not. Or sometimes mitzvah, we want to be a little more nuanced. Mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah midivrei kabbalah, mitzvah d'rabbanan. But that's not so. Within mitzvah d'rabbanan, the Prima Gadim writes, there are many different levels. Within mitzvah d'oraisa, there are different levels. So the Prima Gadim writes in Psicha Kolelas that within mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah that's mefurish b'kra is on a higher level than a mitzvah that's not mefurish b'kra. Well, l'may nafkamin, between that which is mefurish b'kra, that which is not. So nafkamina, we always say, is what the Taz writes in several places in Shulchan Aruch, that which is mefurish b'kra, the Chachamim are not authorized to make a gezeira to be mevatel. But that which is not mefurish b'kra, the Chachamim could tell you to be mevatel. The Chachamim could be oker with a gezeira. But here's another distinction the Ran writes. The Ran understands our Gemara, that when it's mefurish b'kra, a shavua cannot be chal on it. But if it's a din d'oraisa, it's not mefurish b'kra, then a shvuah can be chal on it. That's how the Ran writes. In a tshuva, the Ran writes, "Vizeli yamim chipasti umatzasi sal ledvarai midivrei Rambam." He says that I'm not the only one that learns this way. I know that the Rambam supports me. That the Rambam also learns this way. That which is mefurish b'kra, there's a shvuah is not going to be binding on. That which is not mefurish b'kra, a shvuah will be binding on. Where is that Rambam? So the Rambam he's referring to is the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Shvuos, Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam writes that if a person takes a shvua not to eat nevelos utrefos, even a kulshu of nevelos utrefos, and he eats pachos mikazayis, he's chayiv in the shvua, meaning the shvua is chal, because he's not mushba v'omed on chatzi shir mehar Sinai. He's only mushba v'omed on a shir shale mehar Sinai, not on a chatzi shir mehar Sinai. What do you mean he's not mushba v'omed on chatzi shir mehar Sinai? Chatzi shir is also min haTorah. It's an issa daraisa. Yeah, it's an issa daraisa, but it's not mefurish b'kra that a chatzi shir is also min haTorah. The Torah always answers achila. Achila is defined halachically as a kazayas. That's mefurish b'kra. Pachs mekazayis is not mefurish b'kra. So says the Ran, I found the Rambam. He doesn't identify which Rambam it is, but that's what the Radvaz writes. That must be what he's referring to. That is that Rambam bel chatzi shir. So you see that mushba v'omed Mehar Sinai only applies to that which is Mefurish B'kra, not to that which is not Mefurish B'kra. Now the Gemara had mentioned Derech Agav over here, that in order for a person to be Mekayim, the bare minimum of his mitzvah of Talmud Torah, all he has to do is say Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, and he's already been Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In the Tshuvas Sharei Deya, he discusses if a person could be Mekayim two mitzvahs with one action, when he has Kavanah for both mitzvahs, and he brings a Raya from Masechah Sukkah. The Gemara says a person cannot be Yotzei Yischiyuv, but Arava Shabalu. lulav, to be yotze the takaras neviim of arava on Hoshana Rabbah, he cannot use the arava shabululav. And the Gemara says, ma'u detei mahani miliyeched lagbei vadragbei, avaleched lagbei vadragbei emalol kamash mulan. That even if you have kavamah to be yotze both mitzvahs with one pu'ula, it's not going to work. There's even only a havamina that it could work if you pick it up twice. Separate maisa to for the mitzvah of dalaminim and a separate maisa for the mitzvah of arava. But it's pushed to the Gemara the whole time that there's no way to do one maisa and kill two birds with one stone and get two mitzvos with one maisa. So in the pu'ula sachir on the Sefer Maisa Rav, it's one of the commentaries on the Sefer Maisa Rav, he discusses being yosei the kriya of Parsha Zachar with the kriya Satorah and Parshas Kisetze. When you read Parshas Kisetze, just stop. In the summertime, can it be yosei Parsha Zachar? Or does it need a separate reading with a kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah of Zachar? So what we typically do is we do the mitzvah of Zachar right before Purim anyway. So we do a separate reading when we otherwise wouldn't be reading it. But if you're anyway doing the mitzvah of Kriya Satara, so that becomes a question because it comes up when there's a leap year. There's a sheet of the Maram Shik where the Maram Shik writes that the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is to do once every 12 months. So whenever there's a leap year, you have to make sure that you do another Zechiras Amalek somewhere along the way, because you're going to otherwise have 13 months between your Zechiras Amalek. So many people in many shuls, they're makbid that when it's a leap year, in Parshas Kisetze, they announce right before they read Parshas Zachar, that everyone should have a mind to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Daraisa of Zechiras Amalek. So does that work? Because you're being Yotzei the Mitzvah of that week's Kriya Satorah. So that's a discussion that the Pula Sachir has on the same Sefer Maisa Rav. So the Marsham says, what do you mean? It's Beferish in our Gemara. And Gemara Menachos, it says that if you just say Kriyashma Shachris Varvis, you Yotzei not only the mitzvah of Kriyashma, you're also Yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So he says, nah, it's not a raya because they're both, Kriyashma and Talmud Torah are both pointing in the same direction. The purpose is of Talmud Torah is for Yichud Hashem, the Torah is Shemos of Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kol HaTorah Kula is the Shem Hashem, the purpose of Kriyashma, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedah, Shema Chad, is to appreciate Yichud Hashem. It's all about Emunah Hashem. It's all about a description of Elokus in a certain way. So therefore, the Marsham says you can't bring a raya from our Gemara. Okay, so this is it comes up in many, many different contexts. We're not going to get into all of them. The Rav Moshe has a shayla in Igros Moshe about a shamash beis hakneses that one of his streams of income is he says kaddish for niftarim that don't have any children to say kaddish for them, and the other relatives pay him to say kaddish. So he could say one kaddish for each of the niftarim each day, but in Ber Moshe he says one kaddish can count for many niftarim, meaning it's okay for him to take money from 10 different people and just say kaddish and have in mind all 10 different people. Meaning, what does a person do if Rahman al-Islam, he loses a father and a mother the same year? So he's got to daven a two minyanim and say different kaddish. No, obviously the one kaddish is going to work for both of them. So that seems to be machlokes between Ramesh and the Debre Tziner. Nafkamin also says, let's say you agree to learn Mishnayos for somebody, for a yard site or something. So if you became the guy who does uktin or something, you want to be the one who signs up. So you master a particular masechta. So can you go shiva house to shiva house and sign up for the first 10 prokem of kalim or something, right? In all these different places, and then just learn it once and it'll count for everybody. So Ramesha seems to say no. Debre Tziner seems to say yes. I think the minhag is to be mekel on that, but it's a good idea to just read it a second time. But anyway, that seems to be a machloka. So now the Gemara brings a final statement of Rav Gidol Amrav. Amrav Gidol Amrav. If a person tells his friend, hey, let's get up early tomorrow morning and we'll learn together, we'll learn this perek, even though he didn't say a lashon of shavua, so a love lahashkim, he has to wake up early and go do it because he was makabel to do a dvar mitzvah, and with that, even with without a shvuah, just a dibur b'alma, just by saying you're going to do it. And not only that, he has to be the first one to arrive, because he's the one that was ma'orer to do this. He's the one that came up with the idea to do this, the Rad says. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, by Yecheskel, v'yomer Eli, that Hashem said to Yecheskel, kum tzei al abikov v'shama daber osach, ve'etzei al abikov v'nei sham kvor Hashem omeid. That Hashem told Yecheskel, hey, let's get up early tomorrow so that I can talk to you. And then when Yecheskel got there, Hashem was already there. So that's what the Rad points out. That's what we're saying. That if you tell somebody else, let's wake up early and learn tomorrow, you better arrive there first. Because that's what we learn from Yecheskel. And Mukhe Yosef says that even if the Omer is the Rav and the Shomea is the Talmud, and normally you imagine the Rebbe's only telling the Talmud, let's wake up early to be Mezari is the Talmud in order to that he should be doing what he should be doing. So still the Rebbe has to be there first, because he's the one that came up with the idea, so he has to be the first to arrive. So now the Gemara goes back to the discussion of Nidui. So Amar Rav Yosef, Nidu b'chalom. If a person saw a dream where they put him in Nidui, Tzarech Hasar b'nei Adam lahatilo. He needs 10 people to be matter the Nidui, because you have to be choshesh that was b'shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it just came in the form of a dream, but that Nidui is serious. And therefore, since it was the Shechina that put him in Nidui, so when you have 10 Jews, the Shechina is b'neihem, so you need 10 Jewish males of a bar mitzvah, and the Shechina will be b'neihem, and that's how you'll be matter the Nidui. But it can't just be any 10 people. It has to be 10 people that learn Gemara, that know how to understand the reasons for the Mishnah, that Tanu Hilchasa, and when two Mishnayos are sosa to each other, they know how to be metarets those stiros, to make that both Mishnayos are meaningful, so they really know how to learn. Avul Masnu v'lo Tanu, but if there are people who learn Mishnah, so they know the basic halachos that it says in the Mishnah, but they don't know v'lo Tanu, they don't know how to learn Gemara, they don't know how to analyze the Mishnayos, lo, then they're not qualified to be matter the Nidui, v'ilak to Tanu Hilchasa. And if you can't find 10 people who learn Gemara, afilu mastum v'lo tanu, then at least find 10 people who learn Mishnayos. V'ileka, and if you can't even find that, 10 people learn Mishnayos, leis v'leisiv ha'prashas drachim, let the person go out to the prashas drachim, to a crossroads somewhere, v'yoyiv shalma l'be'asara, greet 10 people with shalom, meaning, and when they respond to you, that will protect you from yisurim in some way or another, ad demikle asar degamri hilchasa, until you're able to find, that will protect you, until you get to a point where you're able to find 10 people who actually learn Gemara, who are then going to be able to actually be matir your nidui. Meaning, so it tells you a stopgap measure, that in order to protect yourself while you're in nidui from anything terrible happening, so get 10 people to say aleichem shalom to you, and by doing that, that will afford you some level of protection. That is how the Ran and Tosos understand. The Mefarish of here understands differently, that no, you go to the Prashas Drachim, you have Shalom al-Be'asara, Adam Akali le'asara, the Gamri Ilchasa, that it's going to be matir, that it's actually going to be matir, your Nidui, in the meantime, until you find 10 people that are Gamri Ilchasa. So Nidui's reason explains that these Rishonim understand that even though the 10 people did not say a Lashon of Hatara, the Nidur is Hutar just by saying Aleichem Shalom, because the Menuda is also B'Sheila Shalom, and sometimes a way of releasing someone of a particular status or a particular Nidui is acting toward them as if they're no longer in that status. If by an Eved that his Rebbe teaches him Torah or puts tefillin on him, so he's Yotzei L'Cheirus and we're kofin as Rabbo to give him a get shichur. It's Halacha Mufureshes. That if you have an Eved whose master starts treating him like a regular Jew, starts putting tefillin on the Eved, so then you see that he's Yotzei L'Cheirus, because that's the master's way of freeing him. So by acting toward him as if he's no longer in that status, that itself takes him out of that status. So since this guy is going to go and say Shalom Aleichem to 10 people, and they're all going to respond in kind, so that itself is enough to take him out of the status. Now there is a major discussion in the Rishonim over here that there are a bunch of answers to, but a major discussion apparently, when there's a Nidui and a Chalom, you have to take it seriously. Meaning that's something, it's meaningful, you have to take it seriously. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed that says that Divrei Chalom are lo malin v'lo maridin. Yeah, you don't have to take a dream so seriously, it's just a dream, it's lo malin v'lo maridin. So the Gemara over there says it in the context of someone whose father said to him in his dream, his father's no longer is in the Olam Emes already, and he says to him in a dream about particular money that he has, and he says, if you want to know where this money is, it's in the backyard, and you dig this deep, and it's under the ground, it's in, and he tells him exactly where it is, and you should know it's Maaser Sheni money, so treat it accordingly. And the guy didn't even know this money existed. He goes to the backyard, and he goes 10 paces to the left, whatever, follows all the instructions, he digs, and the money's there! And then it turns out, so he wants to know, does he have to treat it like Maaser Sheni money? So the Gemara says, nah, it's a Divrei Chalom Aslam Alim V'lo Maridin. Everything else was right about the dream. Divrei Chalom Aslam Alim V'lo Maridin. That's what the Gemara says. So over there, even in that case, we say Divrei Chalom Aslam Alim V'lo Maridin. And over here, we're saying you got to take the Nidui seriously when it's in a dream. So the Ran in Masech Sanhedrin says that a Nidui is different because Min Hashamayim Nidui. That Niduyim are different. Other dreams are not so important. Dreams about Maaser Sheni, not so important. But a Nidui is just very serious. The Tashbetz writes that no, every dream is a suffix, meaning sometimes it's lomal v'lomaridin, and sometimes it's lomal v'lomarid, and sometimes it's actually meaningful. Some of them are emes, and some of them are not. So when it comes to most Maaser Sheni, it's a suffix mamon. Suffix mamon, you go with the chazaka. I'm muchzik in this money. I don't know that it's Maaser Sheni money. But when it comes to suffix nefashos, and nidui, we have to remember is a curse that a person should die. So that's a very serious thing. So when it comes to suffix nefashos, so then we need to be more machmir. And treat it seriously. So that's the ways that they reconcile. There are discussions in Poskim about what about nowadays? A person has a particularly frightening dream. A person keeps seeing something in a dream. So how seriously should a person take it? Most of the Poskim nowadays assume that the first line of defense when one has frightening dreams or dreams that shake them up is to just ignore it. That we assume that we see so many frightening things throughout the day. There's one of my favorite Maramakom dreams. This is a Yomi coincidence because in Nogea for yesterday's Israeli elections, Rav Vadi Yosef, in his introduction to the second chelek of his Sefer Anida, he has a three-volume Sefer Anida called Taras Habayis. In the second chelek, in the introduction, he says that he was very involved in learning because he's Rav Vadi Yosef, and he wasn't sure whether he should get involved in politics or not. And this way, that way, he wasn't sure what to do. And he said that he went to sleep one night and he had a dream that the Ben Ish Chai came to visit him. And the Ben Ish Chai pulled the Abiya Omer off of his shelf, pulled the Rav Vadia's tshuvas off of his shelf, and he started looking through and he says, ooh, this is good, very nice. So Rav Vadia says, thank you very much. So Ben Ish Chai says, you know, you should get involved in politics also. So he says, but when am I going to be able to learn? How, you know, if I do that, it's going to take me away from my learning. He said, no, you're going to have time to do both, you'll be able to be involved and you'll still be very successful in learning. And he says kachava, and that's why the Shas party even such as that was Ravadia's dream. So depending on which party you belong to, some say you know ein chalom below dvar b'teilim, you know. So that was what he did. So that's a daf yomi coincidence. So says Gemara Vaitanah, Amalei Ravina Ravashi Yad man shamte. If a person remembers in the dream who put him in the nidui, mal delishulei, can you find that person and have the person be matu the nidui? Because normally the person who put you in the nidui has the koach to take you out of the nidui. So can you just go to that guy? So Amalei, so Ravashi says l'shamutei shavu ashliach. Maybe to put you in the nidui min hashamayim, they made that person a shliach through the vehicle of the dream. But l'mishulei lo shavu ashliach. Maybe that person was not made a shliach to be matu the nidui. Shalmei Darm raises the question, why don't we just give the answer that we're about to give to the next shaila, which is kashem she'yefsha lebar below tevin, yefsha lechalom below dvarim b'teilim. Why not just assume that, you know, there might be one detail in your dream that's off, and maybe that detail is the identity of the person who's putting you in cherim. Meaning, shouldn't that be a good answer also as to why that person cannot release you from the nidui? So he answers, based on the Chassam Sofer, that it's dafka when you have two different inyanim, like a nidui and a heter, you could say that one of them is emes and the other one is dvarim b'teilim. But when you have one inyan, a nidui that's done by a person, so you can't start splitting hairs on that. You can't say that the nidui is emes and that person, the identity of the person, is not emes. So Amalei Ravach the Ravashi Shamte B'Shar Le'Bichalmei, this is the line I just referred to, that he says if they put you in a shamta and they were matir it all in your dream, so they were matir the cherim while you were in your dream. So my, then what's the din? Amalek, Hashem, Sheyesha, Labar, Belotevin. Just like you don't have grain without any waste product, so kach, Yesha, Lechalom, Belot, Dvarim, Betelim. So too, you don't have any dreams without Dvarim, Betelim. So it could be that the Nidui was real, the Hatara from the Nidui was not real. So now the Gemara brings a Maisa from which we learn three halachos about Nidui. Ravina, Avalei, Nidui, Lidabitu. Ravina's wife had a neder. She was a type of neder that the husband could not be mefir, meaning it was not nidre inu nefesh, or not tvarim beino levena, or maybe Ravina was already mekayim the neder, and now he changed his mind, so it was something that he couldn't take care of on his own. So also kaved Ravashi, so Ravina came to Ravashi, amarle, and he asked him, bal mao she yas a shliach lecharat zishto, can a husband be a shliach to go to the chacham on her behalf, or to go to a beis din on her behalf, and specify the neder, and let the beis to know the motivation for the neder and express her charata on her behalf. But he's asking Dafka about a husband, because the other people can't, but ishto kigufo. So by other people, it's pashut that you can't be a shliach for charatas chavero, but ishto kigufo, maybe a husband can. So Amaleis, Ravashi says, im chanfin, if you find three people that are already gathered together, in, so then the husband can express the charata to them. But ilo, if he doesn't find three people already gathered as a beis din, then lo, then the husband cannot gather people for the purposes of expressing his wife's charata in order to achieve a hatara, because she really should be the one that comes to do that. So shema mina tlas, we see three things from this. Number one, shema mina bal nasa shliach lecharata zishto, that it is a possibility at least that the husband could be a shliach for his wife's charata, because at the end of the day, if you find three people, then Ravina was told, yeah, you could express your wife's charata on her behalf. Ushma mina, another thing we learn is from the fact that Ravina didn't just get three Talmidim of his. Ravina was a very popular Rebbe. He had all these Talmidim. He could have gathered three Talmidim, put a basin together. Sometimes the best basin is just gather three people and they could serve as a basin. For Ataris and Nadarim, we all do that, right? So why not just put a basin together? That a person is not allowed to be Matir Neder in a place where his Rebbe is. So the Talmidim wouldn't have been allowed to function as a Beis Din because the Rebbe is there. So they couldn't have been Matir Neder while the Rebbe is there. Ushma minah, ki mekan. We also see that only if you find three people already gathered, then you could be a shliach to bring the wife's charata. Otherwise, you would not be allowed to bring a shliach to bring. You would not be allowed to serve as a shliach for the wife's charata. Another halach of nidui. V'shamta afilu ba'asra drabe. A nidui, you could be matir even in a place where your rabbi is, because you don't leave a person nidui for the sake of kavod harav. Meaning, a nidui is a very dangerous thing. You need to release a person from the nidui as soon as you possibly can. So you don't stand on ceremony and say, oh, kavod harav, I'm not going to be released the person in nidui. Neder is one thing, but a nidui is much more dangerous. So in nidui, you don't stand on ceremony. V'yachid mumcha shari shamta. A chacham who's a muvak, who's an expert, he's a mumcha, even if he doesn't have smicha, the Rishonim point out, is allowed to be matir in nidui on his own. He doesn't need two other people to be matir the nidui with. Now, the Gemara had said about Haskar Hashem Shemayim Levatala. We had mentioned it a couple of times already in yesterday's daf in particular. So now the Gemara concludes today's daf with something about Haskar Hashem Shemayim Levatala. Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Zvid, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Tivla, Amar Rabbi Chia Aricha, Debei Rabbi Acha, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Yimiyasha, Mishmed Rabbi Loi. A lot of Rabbanim were involved in the following teaching. What does the pasuk mean in Malachi when it says Vizorcha Lachem Yirei Shemi Elu Bnei Adam Shin Yirei Lotzi Shem Shemayim Levatala? That's a reference to people who are fearful of being Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. They're called Yirei Shemo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they're afraid of the Shem Shemayim, of saying Shem Shemayim Levatala. And their schar is Shemesh Tzedakah Umerape, that the sun for them is going to be Tzedakah Umerape. It's going to heal them of their illnesses. Now, Chorim raised the question, why do you get special schar for not being Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala? It's an issue to be Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. It's like you say special schar for a person that chazer. Especially, so there's something over here that makes this different than maybe it's more challenging. Amar Rabbi Shmamina Charga Diyoma Masi. You see from here that the dirt, the dust particles that you see in the sunlight sometimes, when the sun comes through the window, you see these dust particles, that has the capacity to heal the person. The Rush raises the question, why doesn't Abaye just say that the sun heals a person? This is another Daf Yomi coincidence. The Gemara in the end of the first paragraph of Basra says that Avram Avinu, this week's parasha, that he had an Evan Tova, was Taliyah B'Tzavar Shal Avram Avinu. He had a precious stone, and anyone who looked at it, any chol that would look at it, would have a refuah. And then, at a certain point, when Avram Avinu died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was told that Evan B'Galgal Achama. He put it in the sun, so the sun is Merape. So the Rush raises the question, why not, what do you say, the dust particles? The sun provides a person with refuah. So the Shidduch Gretzes quotes, Hava Ha'isa, they're both true, the dust particles of the sun and the sun itself are both Merape. But either way, Upliga de Rav Shimon Lakish, this explanation of this Pasuk is in disagreement with Rav Shimon Lakish, who says that the Pasuk is talking about the Schar of La'asadavo. Because the Da'amar, Rav Shimon Lakish says, Ein Gehenim La'olam Abba, there is no Gehenim La'olam Abba after Tchias HaMesim, El Kodesh Baruch Hu Motzicham Min Artiko. All the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to do is he's going to take the sun out of its protective covering, Tzadikim Mishrapin Ba, and Tzadikim will achieve a refuah through the sun, U'Rishayim Nidonin Ba, and the Rishayim are going to be judged with the sun, meaning that they're going to suffer from the sun. Shemar v'zarchalchem yirei shemi shemesh. Some of you saying this to be speaking metaphorically, that the sun just sheds light on everything they've done, meaning their entire life's actions are going to be brought to light. Everything's going to be out there for everybody to see. So tzaddikim are going to enjoy that, and rishayim not so much. V'lo od elam shemis adin ba, that they'll enjoy it. They'll be able to take pleasure in it. Shneamar v'yitzasam ufishtem ke'eglei marbeg, that they're going to be fattened like fattened calves. And how do I know Rishayim are going to be nidon with it? Because hine hayom, the yom of mishpat is going to come ba boer katanor, and it's going to burn them like an oven. So you see that same chama that's going to shine for the tzaddikim and be merapi the tzaddikim, and that's what the pasuk is referring to, is going to be a real problem for the Rishayim. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up on the very top of Daf Tesa Aleph at the Mishnah. Everyone have a wonderful day.